Status of Women in the West.
In the name of God, hello and welcome to the program. The industrialization in the West was concurrent with intensive growth of urbanization, increase of population, and other phenomena. This phenomenon caused disruption of many deep-rooted customs and breakup of family bonds in big cities. These developments bore unpleasant fruits, most important of which was the decrease of inclination towards religion, increase of crimes, felonies, and insecurity. It is interesting to note that the American women constitute only 5% of the world women, while 30% of female prisoners linger in U.S. jails. This figure reveals the fact that the U.S. judiciary has incarcerated women twice more than China and four times more than Russia. According to the existing information, the states of West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Kentucky rank first to third, with 273,226 and 220 women per 1,000. That is, meanwhile, the number of jailed women in Illinois equals those of a whole country like El Salvador. Of course, El Salvador is a country where abortion is illegal and a big number of women are imprisoned due to their inability to prove that they had no role in stillbirth or delivery of deformed children. In the United States, however, girls of just 13 years old who have been forced into sexual slavery by profiteers will be put in jail if they are arrested by police. This happens to over 1,000 American children. The rate of imprisonment for American women has differed through history. Between 1980s and 1990s, this rate tripled. Presently, it is more than 8 times the similar period in last century. Over 206,000 women, or 127 for every 100,000 women, are in prison in the U.S. Reports show that more than 40 states in the U.S. are grappling with the rapid pace of imprisonment of women compared with men, and that narcotics are the main reason for this. As for the federal prisons of the U.S., the main crime of 57% of women is related to drugs, while this figure is 47% for men. In the state prisons, the number of drug-related imprisoned women is 25% compared with 16% for men. Officials of Ohio, which showed a new record in July 2014 with 4,160 female prisoners, say that a great part of this increase in the number of imprisoned women pertains to drug consumption and using women in transferring narcotics. New statistics indicate that during recent years, crimes like murder, pickpocketing, and smuggling have increased 30% among American women compared with 1960s. The expert of our program, Ms. Akhundan, on this issue says, increase of crimes committed by women in Western countries has led to sentencing them, causing evil record for them and imprisonment, which has yielded evil consequences in their individual, social, and family life. In the U.S., for example, more than 147,000 children have to go to prisons to visit their mothers. Many women who are imprisoned while they are pregnant or become pregnant in prison are forced to deliver in chains and fetters. Furthermore, according to the report of Human Rights Watch, at least 15% of the American jailed women are victims of rape by prison authorities or male inmates. The repercussions of sexual assaults are not limited to psychological and social ones. It is excessively difficult to go through the experience of rape and then complicated phases of health system to access physical and psychological consultation with the purpose of returning to the normal life, unquote. The rate of crimes among women is not restricted to the US and European countries have also a bleak state in this regard. The number of crimes among European women has increased 20 to 45% in comparison with the past decade. What is sad in these crimes is that more than 40% of culprits are women and girls minus 20 years old. For instance, a report published in the Zurich-based Daily Blick revealed that Switzerland has the highest number of brothels in Europe. As per the DCI, that is an organization for defense of children's rights in Netherlands, the number of prostitute children has had a worrying increase from 4,000 to 15,000 in recent years. Besides, according to research in Britain and Wales, since 2006, girls, even as young as 10 years old, have committed 60,000 crimes such as theft, vandalism, violent attacks, shoplifting, and staring chaos. This means a 25% increase of crimes in Britain. Experts are looking for the causes of the dangerous increase of crimes among women to prevent them. What the experts must take into account seriously is that women should be returned to their innate emotions, especially the great function of motherhood. A woman is a woman. The first sex who becomes pregnant, gives birth, breastfeeds the child, and enjoys feelings and emotions which are completely compliant with her sacred function of motherhood. The statistics of crimes committed by women is a shocking fact which disturbs every responsible human. Who has taken women out of homes and put them in prison far from their loving family and children? Whosoever has committed this crime cannot claim that they have rendered service to these divine angels. Women have been alienated from their godly nature and lost their identity. Is this an honor for women? History will judge for sure. Let's not deceive ourselves. The West has been the biggest traitor of women's rights under the guise of freedom and progress. Women, especially in the West, have suffered very much, and it is time for them to return to the teachings of divine messengers and abandon man-made decadent rules and regulations.